from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to a discussion of Parashat Bamidbar, Moshe himself. If you look at Parashat Bamidbar, we have the counting of the Jewish people. The counting takes place with Moshe, all the leaders of all the tribes, the 12 tribes, help Moshe to count the Jewish people. However, when it came to the tribe of Levi, there it's a little different. Here it says, "Vayivkor otam Moshe al pi Hashem kasher tuva." He counted them on the mouth of God. What does that mean? So Rashi says, based on the Medrash, "Amar Moshe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Moshe said to God, "Hey, chani nichnas etoch aleim. How can I go into their tents? Ladad minyon kehem, to find out how many babies they have. I mean, it's inconvenient. It's not fair to the mothers to have to just barge in like that. It's not right. So what am I going to do?" He says, "I'm a lokosh bruach. Asei atashachav ani aseshali. You go to their houses. I'll take care of it. You do your part. I'll do my part." Halach Moshe v'amadol petach ha'oel. So Moshe went. He stood at the gate of each tent of each person. The divine presence came to the tent before he got there. A heavenly voice came forth from each tent and said, "This is how many babies there are in this tent, how many children there are in this tent." That's why it says on God's word, it was the Shekhinah, the presence of God. It was the voice of a heavenly voice that told Moshe how many Levites there were. Because they were counted from Ben Chodesh from Allah. They were counted from a young age, from 1 month and up. So it was very difficult to count. But with this special system, they were able to do it. This idea that you have to do it yourself, that Moshe himself had to go, the leader of the people, you'd think he would delegate, you know, the other tribes, he went with the leaders of the tribes. Here, he'd go himself to do that. Some say it's because they're Levites. After all, we're trying to inaugurate the holiest tribe. We're going to do the work. They're going to be like Moshe. They're going to do the holy work. So they need help. They need an inauguration from Moshe himself. There's a beautiful story of Reb Shlomo Zalman Urbach. There's a certain doctor who used to ask him a question. And each time he would say, "Okay, tell the couples to come see me." Okay, tell the couple to come see me. Finally, the doctor said, "Rabbi, I told you the case. Why do you have to always see the couple?" He says, "This is a very life or death type of situation. Very serious question. A serious question. I have to feel comfortable that if I'm going to make that decision and take that responsibility, I have to know it myself." So too here, Moshe wanted to go himself to do this job. Because there's so much holiness involved, because it's a Levite, some of the commentaries say, that you need extra guarding, extra protection. You need the agency of Moshe himself to make sure that it's all going to work out okay. That's why these Levites were counted from the age of 1 month, because when it comes to chinuch, when it comes to inauguration of a child, when it comes to the education of a child, it has to be from the very inception, so that indeed all the holiness comes through and through to the personality all the way through and through. The Brisker Rav of the Griz has an interesting halachic conceptual thought that why is it the Levi was counted through God and the Israelites were counted through the tribes, the tribal leaders? Because if it doesn't require God, then you don't need a prophet, then you could use the tribal leaders. But since the counting of the Levites required the prophecy of God, the spirit of Hashem, the Ruach HaKodesh, therefore it could only be done by Moshe and Aaron. Why the Levites rather than others? So Mordechai Eliyahu pointed out that they're legion shamelach. This is the legion of God. And the legion of God has to have special attention. God's love for the Jewish people shines through in every sentence in this week's parsha. As Rashi says, if you have a treasure, you count it all the time. If you have money, you want to know all the time, how much do I have? And so too over here, he monotam kolsha, counted them when they came out of Egypt, chapter 13. He counted them in this parsha. He counts them again in Pinchas. He always wants to know how many Jews there are. But again, why Moshe? Why did Moshe have to do this part himself? Because when it comes to the holy work of trying to educate the educators, trying to have influence on those who are the influencers, it's a very holy work. When it comes to children, they need the hands-on. They need the actual physical spirit, the physical presence of Moshe at their tent, the physical presence, so to speak, of God himself who comes to that tent. That's how a child is formed. That's how a child is educated. That's how a child is inspired. Through God comes directly to the tent. Moshe, holiest, the most righteous, the most modest, he comes directly to the tent. And it's only through this kind of hands-on connection that the Masorah, the tradition of the Jewish people, is passed from generation to generation, from great spiritual leaders to spiritual leaders, from parents to children. We have to be present. We have to be there to show up. We have to be present not only physically, emotionally, be aware, eyes open, engaging with the next generation. And hopefully through that, the divine presence will come and the voice will come from heaven and say, Kach v'kach tinokos, Yesh b'bayit zeh. This is how many children there are in this home. And God will bless them as that other bat kol comes every year when a Jew brings the first fruits. So we're coming now to the holiday of Shavuot and the holiday of the first fruits. The other bat kol comes and says, Tishne l'shana ba. So next year, also you should come and you should have beautiful fruits, beautiful children, wonderful children devoted to God, just like this year. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lameth congregation here for a discussion of Parsha B'Midbar. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.